wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly up a drop. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse.
Need to know.
Good morning. 15 degrees here in St. Clair. It is 6 o'clock. Mainly cloudy today. A 30% chance of showers early on. That changes to 70% this afternoon. Possibly a thunderstorm. Thunder. Might be some AC/DC. The afternoon high 14. Might be some rain overnight with a low of 12. Tomorrow, cloudy. 40% chance of showers and a high of 13. Chilly overnight on Saturday, going down to 2. And sunny and 18 for Sunday. Sure, the Leafs have Matthews, Marner, Tavares, Nylander, and Riley, but they also have Simone Benoit.
The Canadian Tire Center's rocking. Matthews wins the draw. Benoit scores! Simone Benoit! He set up the winner 2 nights ago! And he has the game winner in game 3.
Woohoo! Defenseman Simone Benoit scored at 1:19 of overtime to give the Leafs a 3-2 win over the Senators in game 3 of the Eastern Conference first round at Canadian Tire Center last night. Auston Matthews winning the faceoff in the left circle back to Benoit, who slap shot beat Ottawa tender Linus Ullmark through traffic. Here's Simone Benoit after the game talking about the biggest goal of his life.
Yeah, I guess I was keeping that one for the playoffs. I don't score often, so that one is pretty cool. But as long as we get that win, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who scores. As long as you get that win, just keep going.
Humble dude, the best. Game 4 in Ottawa tomorrow night. The Blue Jays are in New York. The Jays have lost 5 in a row, and we'll look to turn that trend around against the Yankees. The 3-game series begins tomorrow night. Begins tonight in the Bronx. First pitch at 7:05. Trouble at the airport yesterday. A 30-year-old man shot and killed by police at Pearson's Terminal 1 yesterday morning. Police received a call from a member of the public about a dispute involving 2 or 3 people. Apparently, the group knew each other and, according to police, were there for the purposes of travel. 3 officers responded to the call. Police tried to mediate the dispute for around 10 minutes when the man took out a gun and pointed it at an officer. According to the province's Special Investigations Unit, the man did not fire at police. 2 of the officers fired at the man. No officers were injured. Officials calling this an isolated incident and not an attack on the airport. And a reminder to join the coolest club in town. That may be a stretch. But if you haven't become a New Country Club member yet, you should take care of that. NewCountry935.com. Sign up and check in every day for hints about what songs the Interrupting Cash Cow is going to cut in on. What songs the Interrupting Cash Cow is going to cut in on. Oh, come on. Head to NewCountry935. Sign up now.
When country music stars get together, they talk about the time they met him. The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's new country, 93.5.
See what we got coming up for you early on this Friday morning. George Burge and the James Barker Band. Right now, a song originally written by Stevie Nicks. In like 10 minutes in her bedroom. The Chicks, Landslide, New Country, 93.5.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Well, the landslide brought me down.
Chicks and their version of Landslide, New Country 93.5. 6:07 on your Friday morning. That song, written by Stevie Nicks. Stevie wrote that song on the guitar, as the legend goes, in about 5 minutes, in her bedroom, her parents' house, Aspen, Colorado. She was like in her 20s. She said it was September 1974 at home. My father said, you know, you put a lot of time into this. Maybe you should give this 6 more months. And if you want to go back to school, we'll pay for it. Basically, you can do whatever you want and we'll pay for it. I have wonderful parents. And I went, cool, I can do that. And then she and Lindsay went to Aspen. They went to somebody's house. They had a piano. She had her guitar. She went into their living room. She was looking out at the Aspen Skyway and she wrote Landslide. Pretty cool. No big deal. Just a genius at work. And obviously the Fleetwood Mac version is incredible. The Chicks did an amazing version of that. I was talking to James Barker of the James Barker Band about their latest song, You Didn't Hear It From Me. And he said it's actually a lot about perspective, this song.
It's like, especially for like country, it's as much, it's not always just what you're saying, it's how you're saying it, right? That's what it is. And so, like you said, the perspective is a huge part of it. Like I was saying with You Didn't Hear From Me, a big part of it is that the subtext of the song is that you're telling your ex's friend that you miss her and your life is going poorly, but you're saying it, you didn't hear it from me. There's a subtle, like, you're not going to this person and be like, I'm so sad, please tell her I miss her so much. It's like, please read between the lines and tell her that life is not going well right
now. There's a subtlety,
And I feel like the fact that it's told in that way carries as much weight as what the song is actually saying.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. If I call her tonight, every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't over her, so word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near her, but you didn't hear it from me. Say you heard it from my buddies or the bartender. I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me. But my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't over her, so word on the street.
Country.
New Country.
93.5.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. Then I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances the cowboy songs. She only dances the cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and a truth might
place, and I gotta find her.
The wanted posters are going up all over Toronto. Everybody wants to lasso the new country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. And for good reason. $500 is a pretty beefy reward. Just ask these satisfied cattle rustlers. Yay!
Sully, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you be so much better if you just won $500?
I would be so much better.
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible.
John, you just scored $500.
Oh my God, really? Should I win?
Listen for the interrupting cash cow to crash into your favorite new country songs. Then call 416-872-2935 and you could stake your claim to $500.
Thank you so much.
Move on over to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at where she'll crop up next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
May 6th to 11th, the Departure Comedy Festival takes over Toronto, and you don't want to miss it. See Dave Chappelle, How Did This Get Made Live, Trevor Wallace, Pete Holmes, Harlan Williams, Carolyn Ray, Leslie Liao, and more. Individual tickets are on sale now, and get an insider look with the Comedy and Culture Pass, with shows, keynotes, panels, and exclusive screenings at the Departure Conference. Tickets and passes at DepartureTO.com.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's. Taxes extra.
5.com/support-markham-workers. These workers show up for us. Now they need us to show up for them. Don't wait. Our city's workers need your voice today. Thank you from QP905.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
For Yokohama Tires, get up to $125 in rebates, including the new all-terrain G018. Visit yokohama.ca for details.
The southbound 400 approaching Highway 88. We've got a collision cleanup. A couple of left lanes blocked and heavier delays now through Highway 88. We did have earlier problems on the westbound 401 Express approaching Avenue Road. A stall off the right shoulder cleared away, so we're going to see a little bit of a slowdown. DVP northbound approaching Lawrence. A stall off the left shoulder. And a little bit of overnight construction. The 400 northbound at Major Mac HOV and the left lane are blocked. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. And they say at once.
Toronto's new country.
Got some Stephen Lee Olsen coming up for you. Zach Brown Band up next. Title track from his new album. This is Morgan Wallen. I'm the problem. New Country 93.5. It's Friday.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. Your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey,
why you keep on pulling it off the shelf. You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong, if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the best, then why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Morgan Wallen, I'm the problem. New Country 93.5. Paul McGuire with you on your Friday, 6:21. You know who the problem is? A guy named Reginald Smith, 26-year-old guy, was arrested on Wednesday night at Morgan's Bar in Nashville. Morgan Wallen's this bar in the Broadway area of Nashville, of Music City. This is no joke. Reginald Smith, 26 years old, arrested for making a bomb threat at Morgan Wallen's joint. His gin joint in Nashville. According to the Nashville news station, WKRN, police were called to this bar, well, it's the bar called this bar, after security was given a note written by this guy Reginald on a receipt. And the receipt said, the note said, "I have a bomb, don't be a hero, S-Y-B-A-U. Yeah, I was like, okay, what is that? So according to the Urban Dictionary, S-Y-B-A-U might mean, it's another way of saying, just shut up. Security immediately cleared the bar, called police to check the venue. Nothing unusual was found. And then the cops went after this guy, Reginald Smith, went to find him. You know where they found him? He was at another bar. He was at Jason Aldean's bar a few blocks away. He was hanging out at another bar. He told the cops that he wrote the note as a joke, didn't mean anything by it. As of press time, he's still in jail behind bars. Here's the Zac Brown Band. Whatever it is, New Country 93.5.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastating smile, knock a grown man to his knees. She got one of them feelings, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Top, they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask them why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. How I feel is when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. is when she loves me. No, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find a words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Hey. Thanks for listening to Paul McGuire.
Country in the morning.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
One swinging red light sunburn will consign. Got the truck gas and a six pack at the two pump Texaco. Marquee letters miss a cricket singing if you listen. One bar for the Carhartt and a John Deere holding up the road. It's just some effing static in the middle of nowhere too. Yeah, but don't let that little map dot fool you. Ain't nothing bigger than this town, better than this too. Nothing bigger than this town. Ain't nothing bigger than this town. Everybody's got your back. Knows your mom and knows your dad. All cut from the same cloth. Can't ask for more than that. It's the people, it's the pride. It's the heart, ain't the size. Never know. Nothing bigger than this town, better than this too. Ain't louder than the crowd in the stands at a home game. 5 mile round, kind of proud that ain't gonna change. Might be small, but hell, don't count us out. Ain't nothing bigger than this town. Ain't nothing bigger than this town. Nothing bigger than this town. No, no, ain't nothing bigger than this town.
The Paul McGuire Show on New Country 93.5.
Thanks to Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
You know the saying, April showers bring May flowers, but really May brings you...
Mom, I'm home from university.
Need extra space? Access Storage. Affordable, convenient, and Canadian storage solutions. Try 4 weeks free, plus students save 10% on continued rental. Details at accessstorage.ca.
Do you have a big piece of junk you wish would disappear?
Would you happily pay to make it go away?
How does $89 sound?
Did you just promise that we would haul away any first item for just $89?
Yes. Wasn't that the plan?
Well, it is now.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Let the party begin.
1-800-GOT-JUNK will haul away the first thing you point out. Anything two strong people can carry.
For just $89.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Breaking Lauda Mike's Dream News.
with Friday's Lotto Max jackpot at an estimated $60 million, plus an estimated six Max Millions. Maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $60 million, plus an estimated six Max Millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from Telus for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash, two handmade patties double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up. Did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Ooh, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
As parents, summers can be absolute chaos. Kids are off, you, not so much. And the neighbors, out in full force.
Brad, your front lawn! What's the secret, eh?
What if Sunwing could get you out? An all-inclusive package where everything's included. Even a summer's worth of activities makes planning every day easy. And an ocean view, your morning ritual. Save up to $1,400 per pair when booking with...
Canadian, don't you know?
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
Collision cleanup on the 400 southbound approaching Highway 88. We've got two left lanes blocked. Those delays now from 89. The southbound 410 ramp to the eastbound 401. We've got a collision in the left lane and northbound on the Don Valley approaching Lawrence is stalled, currently sitting off the left shoulder. The Ford It's a Big Deal event is on. Time to get a big deal on a 2025 Bronco Sport Big Bend. Visit your Toronto area Ford store today. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
Thank you, Lisa. Some Jason Aldean for you right now. He is coming to Toronto May 24th, Bud Stage. Here's his team up with John Morgan. This is Friends Like That, New Country, 93.5.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. I ain't missing you like crazy. You've been better company lately. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Throwing that smoke on a Friday night. Willing turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? Friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? I got friends like.
back on my ride, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you, and I got friends like that.
John Morgan, Jason Aldean, friends like that, New Country 93.5, 6:36 on your Friday morning. Jason Aldean coming to Bud Stage. May 24th, Fyre Festival. It is not happening. But the dude who created it is trying to sell it. What he's trying to sell, I'm not exactly sure. I first became aware of this because of the documentary on Netflix, Fyre. That's Fyre with a Y, F-Y-R-E. Fyre, the greatest party that never happened. The documentary... it's got a 93% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's fantastic. If you feel like watching just a staggering display of hubris, this is it by this guy. You know, people who like are really good at drinking their own Kool-Aid. You're like, you know, if you're around them for a little while, you're like, yeah, I think that guy might be onto something. And then you get out of their orbit and you're like, oh no, wait, that person was crazy. That's this dude, Billy McFarland. After two unsuccessful attempts at a second festival, Billy McFarland said he's selling the rights to Fyre Festival. So Fyre One, remember, like it was absolutely crazy, an absolutely crazy festival that he put on in 2017. It promised luxury for those who could afford really expensive tickets. Instead, it was just like a bunch of rich kids on an island. They were stranded on no water, greenhouses for lodging, cheese sandwiches for meals after spending a ton of money on trying to put it on, hit the backers. And it never came through with what they promised, actually, this festival. The documentary is fantastic. Anyway, this guy who did jail time because of fraud, is hoping that potential buyers will execute the vision of Fyre in a transparent, grand, and expeditious manner. It's clear that I need to step back, Billy McFarland said, and allow a new team to move forward independently, bringing the vision to life. He claimed that Fyre Fest 2 would take place in Mexico two different times. Both cities claimed they had no idea what he was talking about. Snake oil salesman. I do believe. He said, giving control of the brand, again, there's nothing to sell. It's just the name. Giving control of the brand to a new group is the most responsible way to follow through on what we set out to do. Build a global entertainment brand, host a safe and legendary event, legendary for sure, and continue to pay restitution to those who are owed from the first festival. The restitution that he mentioned there, $26 million that I believe he still owes over the 2017 Fyre Fest. Tickets for Fyre Fest 2 were sold before its website was revised. Some of the tickets were actually priced at more than $1 million. Incredible! The guy, he Jedi mind tricks everybody if you're just around him. You should watch that documentary. It's still on Netflix. Totally cool. Here's Nate Smith. World on Fyre. Fyre with an I. New Country.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined it. My heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. Yeah, it's all long gone. I'm watching flames get higher. And I can't move on. I just gotta let it burn, burn, burn on down. Girl, without you, it don't turn, turn, turn around. You set my world on fire. You set my world on fire. Can't hit that corner bar. Can't even ride the ropes. Don't know my way around this place. I can't see through the smoke. Pile up every memory. Yeah, you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that? Turn, turn, turn around. You set my world on.
McGuire Show on Toronto's new country.
93.5.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Such a sucker. That song gets me every time. Rodney Atkins watching you, New Country 93.5. If you listen and actually pay attention to the lyrics and stuff, I get a little choked up when I hear that one. Hey, buckaroo, come on now. Paul with you on a Friday morning. Some new movies in theaters this weekend. The Accountant 2, Ben Affleck returns as the accountant. First one was good. An autistic savant who audits the books of the most dangerous criminals in the world after his former contact at the Treasury Department is assassinated. He teams up with his brother, played by John Bernthal. Let's go to solve the murder. The accountant currently has 76% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. That is a good sign for an action thriller. That's good stuff. Also in theaters this weekend, Until Dawn. This is a horror movie, the survival horror movie. It's based on the video game from 2015. Ella Rubin searching for her missing sister and gets trapped in a, is this a spoiler? I guess it's in the trailer. Gets trapped in a time loop with her friends where they're all murdered over and over again. It's not a comedy at all. The only way to survive is to make it until dawn before they reach their 13th death. guess it's an interesting premise. It has a 62% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which again, you know, considering the genre, be pretty good. Maybe a little bit of fun on the weekend. And for the kids, The Legend of Ochi. I hope I'm saying that right. Back in my YTV days, I would know all about this, but it's a modern fairy tale about creatures on a remote island that are hunted and feared by the local villagers. But when a girl named Yuri finds an injured baby Ochi, she keeps it hidden and sets off to return her new friend to its family. Finn Wolfhard, playing her best friend Willem Dafoe, plays her disapproving dad. 81% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. There you go. Kind of covers the bases there. You got your Ben Affleck kind of thriller, you got your horror movie and your kids movie. That's not bad considering the state of cinema these days. Some options for everybody. This is Blake Shelton in Texas, and it's on New Country 93.5.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. 'Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said, yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Turn it up.
New Country.
On the radio now.
93.5.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's. Taxes extra.
HBO's biggest series is back, and it's only on Crave.
If you just keep going, you find something new to fight for.
The Last of Us, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
There's no halfway with this.
Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking and masterfully tense.
What did you do?
I saved her.
The Last of Us. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
We're New Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM. A Stingray radio station.
Why wait when you can experience amazing now at Lexus on the Park? During the Lexus 5-day event, enjoy lease rates as low as 0.9%, up to 48 months, up to 2% rate reductions, and a $1,000 delivery credit on the Lexus NX250. Plus, exclusive offers you'll only find here. Lock in your rate today. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Get ready to discover your future at Centennial College's Spring Open House. Tomorrow, you're invited to explore all Centennial campuses and learning sites. Find out about programs and services, speak with faculty and staff, and get info on financial aid, scholarships, and more. Discover how Centennial can help you build a future that works for you. Register today at centennialcollege.ca. Don't just get an education. Get ready to thrive at Centennial College.
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
The 400 southbound approaching Highway 88. We've got a collision blocking two left lanes, leaving for heavier backups now from Highway 89. The northbound DVP approaching Lawrence is still vehicle removal ongoing. Everything there sitting off the left shoulder. Taking a look out now on the southbound 404 DVP. Busy from Shepherd through Eglinton, eastbound on the Gardner. Seeing a couple of heavier delays now from Kipling on through Royal York and busy from Parkside on through Dufferin. Shop the Sherwin-Williams four-day super sale and get 40% off paints and stains April 25th through the 28th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
Justin Moore and Thomas Redd coming up. This is Tennille Towns, somebody's daughter, new country 93.5. Somebody's daughter, new country 93.5, 6:56 on your Friday morning. Justin Moore on the way. This guy's coming to Bud Stage July 17th. It's Thomas Redd. His song's called It Goes Like This, and it's on new country 93.5.
Hey girl, you make me want to write a song. I'll sit you down, I'll sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead.
Yeah, girl, you make me want to write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all-night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Hey girl, you make me wanna drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart. Wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all-night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Looking at you, looking at me, guitar and play something like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to wrap a name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all-night long slow kiss. It goes like this. And it goes like, ooh, and it goes like, hey, and it ends with a kiss. It goes like this.
At work, at home, even if your work is at home,
working hard or hardly working,
we're always there. New Country 93.5.
Down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you'll talk all night. Five acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. In a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you love. Yeah.
New Country 93.5. Need to know.
14 degrees at Young and St. Clair. Good morning. It's 7:02. Mainly cloudy today. A 30% chance of showers early on. That changes to 70% this afternoon. Possibly a thunderstorm. The afternoon high 14. Just what it is right now. Might be some rain overnight with a low of 12. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and a high of 13. Chilly overnight on Saturday, going down to 2. And sunny and 18 for Sunday. Sure, the Leafs have Matthews, Marner, Tavares, Nylander, and Riley, and Stolarz. But they also have Simone Benoit.
The Canadian Tire Center's rocking. Matthews wins the draw. Benoit scores! Simone Benoit! He set up the winner two nights ago! And he has the game winner in game three!
This is a beauty. An absolute beauty. I mean, there was an own goal in there from Ottawa as well, so the Leafs got a little bit lucky in this one, but defenseman Simone Benoit scored at 1:19 of overtime to give the Leafs a 3-2 win over the Senators. Game 3 of the Eastern Conference. First round at Canadian Tire Center last night. Auston Matthews winning the faceoff in the left circle back to Benoit, who slapshot beat Ottawa tender Linus Ullmark through traffic. Here is the very humble Simone Benoit after the game talking about the biggest goal of his life.
Yeah, I guess I was keeping that one for the playoffs. I don't score often, so that one is pretty cool. But as long as we get that win, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who scores. As long as you get that win, just keep going.
Yeah, pretty cool. I'd say the best. Just the best. Game 4 in Ottawa tomorrow night. The Blue Jays are in New York. The Jays have lost 5 in a row and will look to turn that around against the Yankees. No props. The 3-game series begins tonight in the Bronx. First pitch at 7:05. Trouble at the airport yesterday. A 30-year-old man shot and killed by police at Pearson's Terminal 1. Yesterday morning, police received a call from a member of the public about a dispute involving 2 or 3 people. Apparently, the group knew each other and, according to police, were there for the purposes of travel. 3 officers responded to the call. Police tried to mediate the dispute for around 10 minutes when the man took out a gun and pointed it at an officer. According to the province's Special Investigations Unit, the man didn't fire at police. 2 of the officers fired at the man. No police officers were injured. Officials calling this an isolated incident and not an attack on the airport. Hudson's Bay begins liquidating its last 6 stores today, including the flagship location at Yonge and Queen. Pick me up a blanket if you're there. Thank you very much. And a reminder to join the coolest club in town. If you haven't become a member of the New Country Club yet, you should take care of that. NewCountry935.com. Sign up and check in every day for hints about what songs the interrupting cash cow is going to cud in on. Yeah. Which songs he's going to cud in on. Head to NewCountry935 and sign up right now.
A familiar face in a whole new space. The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's New Country 93.5.
Jelly Roll. Chris Young on the way. Here's Zach Top. I Never Lie. New Country 93.5.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey,
sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Zach Top, I Never Lie, New Country 93.5, 7:08 on your Friday morning. You know, receipts, when you get really long receipts from a store, you're like, really? That long receipt? I gotta go. It's taking so long to print out. You're killing me. Well, now that might be true, literally. Huh?